Well, hello, it's Karen Hutton. Welcome to my blogcast. Now, today marks the beginning of an 8-part series that I'm calling The Everyday Genius of Your Artistic Voice. You know I talk about artistic voice all the time, and it can get a little bit heady, a little swirly, a little woo and out there. So I wanted to do this series to make it all practical, lay some groundwork today, and then share some ways of weaving it into your photography, your art, and your life. We'll have some fun, we'll have some laughs, learn some stuff, and come out on the other side with some new perspectives. And I always think that's fun. I think I said fun like 3 times in that sentence. Anyway, today I'm going to define the playing field, you know, the springboard from which all the other leaps will occur. We talk about things like signature, voice, genius. I gave a photographer talks at Google in 2013, which was the first time I laid these things out publicly, other than through my own photographic work. Prior to that, this was all just stuff I knew for myself and employed in both my own sports and arts, as well as all the coaching I did for over 40 years in figure skating, dance, acting, voiceover, and coaching voice and on-camera performance to TV and radio news broadcasters. Now I'm exhausted. I'll give you a link for that Google talk in this post in case you want to check it out, because all these ideas are in there as well, spelled out in more detail. The real innovation, if you want to call it that, is creating the breadcrumb trail between all of what came before and the photographic arts that we so love today. It's a many-membered topic, and it gives a lot of people kind of a swirly head, you know, kind of like, ooh. I don't get this. So hopefully this series will be simple, clear some of that up, and give you some new ideas. Okay, back to signature. Now, what does signature mean? Why do we care? How does it appear? How can I get me some? So let me define what I mean by signature. I'm using a definition that says any unique distinguishing aspect, feature, or mark, like a distinctive pattern, product, or characteristic by which someone or something can be identified. So that's signature. Now, right next to that is genius. Genius is an exceptional intellectual or creative power or other natural ability. Now, Elizabeth Gilbert did a fantastic TED Talk where she talks about this whole concept of genius in really interesting ways. It's super cool, and I'll put a link in this post and you can check it out. How I'm talking about genius is a bit of what she says, but I have had incredible business coaches and mentors and teachers in the past who have taught me how working within your genius, within what your creative power and natural ability really is, makes everything easier for you. As in, you do your work, but the work you were meant to be doing, not the soul-sucking efforts that most people seem to call work, the real work. So working within your genius defines your work in new and sometimes unexpected ways. It helps you connect with your real audience and clients, because when you show up with your true self, operating from your true genius, what you're really, really good at and love and naturally gravitate towards, you shine a little brighter and more authentically, all without trying so hard. And it sets up a resonance that people recognize and feel and are drawn to. And frankly, life's a lot more fun this way. So we want to develop our genius and our signature. We want to nurture them, encourage them. And both of those things are just another way of finding your voice. It really helps to have multiple ways to go about it, because you hear the same thing a different way one day and all of a sudden, bam, you have a whole new understanding. So in my experience, a true signature bears the mark of our soul. And if you listen to Elizabeth Gilbert, she makes this whole connection between soul and genius. And how's that for starting off with a bang? So here's how a signature, your real voice, can be simply, easily, understandably seen, heard, felt, and experienced in real life. For instance, you know your mother's voice on the phone, right? You recognize your husband, your wife, your lover, your best friend's footsteps when they walk down the hall. You know how they walk. You recognize somebody's photography when it slides through your social media stream or wherever you happen to see photographs. You start recognizing people's work because their signature is loud and clear. That is the stamp that lets everyone know it's you, whether you're talking, it can relax into and wants to be in the most, and suddenly everyone can see you, hear you, smell you a whole lot better. It's also a world view, a way of seeing the world, being in the world, and a signature also appears in your photograph. So, what is your signature? I always like to give credit when something really big in my life was given to me by someone, and that someone related to signature is an amazing voice coach named Maurice Tobias in Los Angeles. Now, voiceover is insanely competitive. It's unbelievable. And half the time nowadays, we're competing against celebrities for the same job. So how do we stand out? Well, we have our own highly defined signature. Because you see, no one can do us as well as we can. And that's really all that we have as artists is our voice, the voice of our soul, our own spark of divine fire. So to make it more practical, this is straight from Maurice. She would always say, it's like this. What does it feel like to be in the presence of your voice? Because her point was, it's a felt experience to hear a signature voice, a celebrity voice, a voice that is dripping with, you know, and imbued with its own sense of self. So in this case, we're not necessarily talking about a speaking voice. What does it feel like to be in the presence of your photographs, your art, your expression? She always defined signature as, it's how you see the world. And I think that applies to art and photography and life. How you see the world, how you perceive your place in the world, what you think it's all about, what it means to you, and how it feels to you, and what it is you want to say as a result of all those things. That is what becomes your signature. And there's only one you, so therefore, your signature is completely unique. And like I said, a signature is your stamp. It's your own spark of divine fire, to quote George Bernard Shaw, and it is seen through your work in everything you do. It will weave itself into your life in so many ways. So you want to stand out from the crowd, be unique, be recognized? It's all about your signature. It's all about your voice, and it's all about finding that genius, that place of genius where it all flows. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people talk about, oh, you have to be real. You have to be authentic. You have to show up as yourself. I mean, there is conversation about this going on, and that's good. We are not the only ones having this conversation. So the ebook I wrote, 10 Steps to Finding Your Artistic Voice, and the Kelby One course that I did was roughly, you know, finding your artistic voice, was a way to take this whole idea that we're talking about and break it down into very simple elements. We have to make things practical. So even though it was a little simplistic in my book, I don't mean simplistic in a bad way, I just mean it wasn't the whole story. It was a way to start the conversation and to point to some things where we could say, oh, I see how that applies, because this all needs to be practical and applicable. So now the conversation is evolving to the next step and going, all right, what's the bigger picture here, and where else does it fit in, and how else can I apply it? One of the things I see a lot is the term art get thrown around a lot, like photographic art. It's all about my art. Well, what the heck is art? Like, how do we define art? What is that? What are we actually talking about here? Especially when I start talking about living your life as an art, which I think is the bigger picture here. What the heck are we talking about? So, one of my favorite definitions of art in a dictionary is the expression or application of human creative skill and imagination, producing works to be appreciated primarily for their beauty or emotional power. I think that applies to what we do in photography the most. And honestly, for me, it applies to the kind of life that I want to live. So taking this definition of art into photography, you're creating pieces that are beautiful to you. And like I'm always saying, like I said in my book and, you know, the ebook and the course and everything, you're pursuing, what do I love? What is beautiful to me? When you're producing pieces that are beautiful to you, they make you feel something. And of course, your audience, because you have to feel it for anybody else to feel it, but it opens something up inside of you. And if you can, if all of us, I mean, this is me too, if we can slip past the judgment center, the part that says, oh, red doesn't sell, or everyone photographs train tracks, or, oh, another sunset, we open up the door to something magical, something new, something very you, and even something more divine than just you. It really opens some doors. Every great artist I know acknowledges that they're merely a conduit of something greater than themselves. That's the mystical quality of art, and connecting with that has magic in it. Here's why it matters. And I talked about this in my Google Talk, but it applies here and it's part of the playing field, so I'm bringing it home and anchoring it here as well. We need our dreams. We need to dream. It's the voice of our soul's genius calling out, helping us evolve and bringing us home. Gloria Steinem said it best. She said, "Without leaps of imagination or dreaming, we lose the excitement of possibilities. Dreaming is, after all, another form of planning." Voila. So, this is the lay of the land, the spirit of what finding your artistic voice is all about to me and in this series. I feel it's important not only because it opens the door for creating photography and art in your own unique way that is not only fulfilling, but gives a signature stamp that others can recognize too, so that they can connect with you and your heart and your message and your worldview and your genius and what it is you want to say. But here's the thing. Here's the really cool thing. It's a one-stop shop. You cannot compartmentalize this stuff because doing it also becomes a way of living in more creative and fulfilling ways. And I think that's the exciting, bigger side of all this. Because living that way is full of delightful surprises and fulfilling decisions. It becomes living your life as if it were your art. And it might even change your life, if that's what you want. I mean, I've seen that happen many times, and it happened to me too. And that's what I think about artistic voice. So this is the ballpark, the playing field from which this adventure begins. Then we're going to go into how it stems from the deep parts of you, you know, your inner bits, where your soul and dreams live. But then into the ways in which it weaves itself into everything, from how you photograph to your gear, your clothing, your post-processing, your storytelling, your preparation, not necessarily in that order, but all the everyday practical things that can and should bear your signature. And when it does, you might find yourself not just being more creative, although that'll happen, but you might just find yourself feeling happier, you know, smiling more, becoming a little beacon of light and delight in your corner of the world. And honestly, my feeling is you put enough brightly lit corners together and we light up the whole house. Wouldn't that be fun? Enjoying this conversation? Throw down some feedback, thoughts, questions, or a really good joke. Love those. In the comments below. I love comments, and I read them all. And I will love to read yours. So, till next time, may you photograph in your soul's voice. Later.